bucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. It's Friday, finally Friday. Anything interesting happen in the last, 12 hours or so? I don't know. Maybe we can find some time to talk about that today. But, yeah, we're going to hammer the debate. I told you guys this all along, and, I'll save my thoughts on that for here in just a little bit. Real quick, show lineup before we move to our guests. We're kicking off the show with a guest here, by the way. Alabama Daily News is Todd Stacey in about 30 minutes. Phil Williams from Right Side Radio at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. U.S. Senator Katie Britt asking for time this morning at the bottom of the hour to 10 o'clock hour. And then, as always, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott, will be with us in that 11 o'clock hour. You'll want to stay tuned for that. But joining us now, always a pleasure, he is our senior United States Senator, as I like to call him Coach, but Tommy Tuberville is with us now. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Just like everybody else, kind of got a little bit of a hangover from that debacle last night. I knew it was coming to a certain degree. You never knew how bad it was going to be, but it couldn't have been worse for Joe Biden. But you know, the big loser last night, Jeff, was the American people. American people have finally found out what's been going on for the last 3.5-4 years. Somebody behind the scenes, like the Obamas, the Clintons, Schumer and Pelosi, they're running our country, and Joe Biden's been a puppet president. He's the same as he's been. He's gotten a little bit worse, but it was a disaster. President Trump did a good job of pretty much using facial expressions and staying out of the way. The rules kind of helped him in terms of not being able to interrupt, but it's a sad state of affairs. I don't know what direction that Democrats will go right now, but they're in panic mode, and the American people just need to understand the deep state is running this country, and they're going to continue to do it if the Democratic Party and the rhinos of this country keep electing them.
Well, I tell you what, though, you sit there last night, and it is clear that the man who everyone who was allegedly elected in 2020 is not in charge here. He just it was sad to see. I can't imagine. I mean, nothing like this has happened in like the modern television era of American politics, has it?
No, it really hadn't. And you can imagine there was a Zoom call right after that with China, Putin, North Korea, and Iran going, "Hey, how about this idiot? And how about these people allowing this to happen? The greatest country ever, the United States of America." The American people have been duped. They've been conned. And I've been trying to tell people since I've been, I'm not a politician, you know that. And I saw it firsthand. And every decision that these people behind the scenes have made has been pushing us towards socialism and communism. And that they've been pointing at Joe Biden. It's his fault. He's leaving the border open. He's doing away with gas and oil. It's his plan. But they're doing it so they don't have to take the blame, and they're blaming it on Joe Biden. Now they're going to come in with somebody on a big horse and going to save the day. I don't know who it's going to be, but it ain't going to be Joe Biden.
Let me pose this question to you, Coach. For the last 4 years, we've heard democracy, this sort of like talking point they have turned our elections into. How do they take Joe Biden off the ballot, who was elected to be, he's got all the delegates and he people want to go vote for him to be the Democratic Party nominee, and to talk about democracy as it pertains to anything else if they go that route?
Well, they got a lot of work to do. And they've been doing it behind the scenes, probably for 6-7 months. They've probably seen this coming. They were probably hoping he could do a little bit better than he did last night. But now they know they got to change their quarterback. You know, in the fourth quarter here, right before the possibly overtime. But I feel bad for the American people. But there'll be a deal done. You know, they'll pardon. They'll tell Joe, you step out and we'll pardon you and your son from all your stealings that you've done in the last 10 years. And folks, I'm not saying that just to be saying it. I've seen the proof. And if you want to deny the proof, that's fine. But I've seen that proof. I've seen what they've done. I've seen what they've done to our country. I've seen what they've done to other people that's fought back. And it's just, it's a sad state of affairs. But again, we've got people behind the scenes, deep state, that are manipulating every move that Joe Biden is doing, and it's running us towards communism. And it's just absolutely the elite versus the middle class and the taxpayers of this country. And it's time to fight back and say Donald Trump, and he is, he's the only one that can get this straight. He's going to have a short period of time, but we got to get him in office and turn him loose and let him run these rats out of the hen house.
Now, you know, it's hard to say this, but like we think of this like, well, how did they not see this coming? I mean, this is what everybody's been talking about for the last 5 years, Senator, that, you know, there's something wrong with Joe Biden right now. And they just set themselves up like, you know, it's a deep state is what the deep state really is. And they have the smartest people in the room, or at least they think they are. How does something like this even happen?
Well, they thought he probably could make it to at least 5 years and then make a move. He'd made it to 3.5. They knew they had to debate Donald Trump. They couldn't hide him because they did that the last time when he supposedly got 81 million votes, which folks, he didn't get 81 million. That was a debacle. But, you know, they tried to hide him out, and now they got him out of the house and prayed him in front of the world for an hour and a half. And he couldn't make it 13 minutes. I tell you what, I was listening to that going, hey, might as well turn this off. It is over. He has exposed himself. And President Trump, again, I thought he did good. He just, hey, he let him talk. He come back. And of course, they called President Trump a liar and all this. And he was spot on in everything he said. Again, we have got to get this country back. And we got to take it back from these communists. And those people out there listening to this that are Democrats saying, he's calling me a communist. You are if you're voting for these people, because that's exactly the direction we're headed.
Joined by United States Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Well, I guess the next question is this, Senator, looking, you know, what is the globe's reaction? Because that's my, like, ha-ha, look at Biden, and, you know, this is going to really pave a way for Donald Trump to win potentially, but you got to be thinking some of the adversaries around the world see this. What do they do with it?
Yeah, well, they know they don't want Donald Trump in there, because Donald Trump will fight him and he'll stand up for our country. Right now we have nobody standing up with our country. You know, these people, the same people that ruined Europe, mass migration, socialism going to communism, crime rate going rampant, inflation high. We've lost Europe. Europe is gone. Now they're trying to take it back because they're changing back to people that actually believe in freedom and free speech and all those things in Europe. We're an experiment. We're an experiment that, hey, let's take the United States, though. We got Joe Biden who doesn't care. We'll just let every immigrant in the world and just try to overrun the American people, bankrupt them, and then we'll have control and we'll bring it back and control it and run it the way we want to run it. That's exactly what's happening. And I've seen it, you know, up close and personal for 3.5 years. And we have very few people on the Republican side that will fight back because they want to get reelected. They're afraid to hurt somebody's feelings up there. Well, it's time to fight. And I tell you, my colleagues, they better bow up, because we have got to get somebody in office in the Senate in some of these Democratic spots where we can make decisions to get back on the right track. And if we don't take the Senate, and Donald Trump wins, they'll impeach him in a year. They hate this guy. And so we have got to fight. This is a fight. This is not a situation where we can sit back and think that, oh, we've got good people on our side and they're going to make things better. I hadn't seen those people. I hadn't seen those people since I've been in Washington, D.C. I've seen one guy, that's Donald Trump. And I hope he's got good people around him that are going to lead him in the right direction once he gets elected, to get good people, you know, on his staff that will make good decisions for the taxpayers of this country and forget about this socialism.
Speaking of people in Washington, D.C., I don't know, have you had a chance to speak with any of your colleagues? Like, what's or even just even some staffers or whatever? I got to think there's a little bit of, you're going to be a little stunned this morning, but what has been the talk of Capitol Hill?
Well, pretty much what you'd expect. We saw this. I mean, again, it's like a big family up there. You see everything goes on, but it doesn't get in the mainstream media. The media protects Joe Biden and the Democrats. And if you do something as a Republican, of course, they stayed after me for almost a year because of the holds I had on the military because of travel abortion in the military. They will go after you tooth and nail. You're getting ready to see the mainstream media now go after Joe Biden because this is going to be their plan. Obama and Clinton's and Schumer and Pelosi are probably calling today, meeting today, going, okay, let's turn the heat up on Joe, start coming together with a plan for a deal to make him, and then figure out who we're going to put out there on the chopping block to see if they can knock off Donald Trump. I don't think it's going to work, no matter who they put in there, but I think the American people now see a little bit of what's going on and say enough's enough of this deep state and these people in the FBI and the CIA trying to control everything in our country, running it in the ground.
Well, aside from Biden and that kind of shocking display of incoherence, what was your thought on Donald Trump last night? Did he do what he needed to do? Give us kind of a progress report there.
Yeah, and of course, you hear Donald Trump one time, he's already told you game plan. He is not going to deviate from what he's going to do when he goes in about how he's going to do it. I would have hoped that he would have done one more thing. People want to know, and they ask me all the time, Coach, what about this $35 trillion in debt? How are we going to cut back on everything and get it under control? First of all, there are some places that we, in discretionary spending, that we can cut back on to some degree. The rest of it's going to have to be a slow rollback. You can't all of a sudden just cut it off, cut the head off of it and say that, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. But the thing that we can do, and President Trump has told me this situation, he says, Coach, the only way that we can get this country back is to get manufacturing back into this country. Clinton ruined it. Obama ruined it. They wanted to send it all out of the country. He said, we're going to bring it back. And we're going to get people back to work where we have more taxpayers. We're going to cut down on taxes. We're going to let people have more of their money, but we'll bring more money in because of the manufacturing, because of the jobs. That's the only way you can do it. And he's exactly right. And of course, he's a business guy. And this has been his plan all along. He tried to do it in his first 4 years. He will continue to do that in the next 4 years. Joe Biden said he brought all these jobs back. Joe Biden has hired more government employees than any president ever. And I wish he'd have brought that up. It is amazing. Every quarter you say, oh, you know, look at the employment rate. Look how many people got employed. Yeah, they're all government employees that work from home that don't do a damn thing. And so we have got to get control of spending, but if we also have to grow at the same time and get people back in this country working and get manufacturing. And we've got a great location in Alabama to bring people back here and put them to work. Look at what's happening at Austal. Look what's happening at Airbus. Look what's happening in all the areas with the port down in Mobile and the area down there. It is growing, and we can continue to grow it and bring people in with better jobs.
Yeah, and I just you wonder, though, kind of doubting the federal government right now. I guess we'll wrap it up on this and talking about, you know, what our expectations are. If you're just a casual viewer, Coach, and you watched that last night, I mean, you got to be stunned, but like, you got to wonder, it's got to take away a lot of that confidence and faith in our institutions and our federal government. And that to me is more of a threat to democracy than like the hoodlums on January 6th.
We have got a bloated federal government that does nothing other than spend money and hire people for votes. Donald Trump's exactly right. There's several of these bureaucracies that we have up there. When he comes in, he got to say, okay, Department of Education, I've said this, you've heard me say this for the last 6 years, close it down in D.C., tell everybody go get them a real job and send the money that's spent on education in D.C. back to every state. Let the states run their own education department. Same thing with other entities, energy department. And then also one other thing, get some of those entities out of Washington, D.C. It is a hornet's nest up there of thieves trying to steal every dime that the taxpayers send up there. It's time to, if we don't adjust now to what Washington, D.C., how it works, when it works, and the money that we spend, it's over as we know it. And so now's the time. They exposed themselves last night of who they are. They're communist socialists that want to just control everything that you've got. This nonsense of defunding the police, men can have babies, open borders. I mean, it is complete nonsense that they're trying to divide this country and make each other hate each other. We need to get back to working together as Americans. I don't care who you think you are or what you want to do or what you want to be. You're an American, and act like an American and help and pay taxes and make this country better and cut back on this bloated government we got.
Coach, got to leave it there, but thanks for hopping on real quick this morning, this really kind of important news cycle. We do appreciate it.
Grab a hold and hold on for 4 months. Jeff, it's going to be interesting.
I think you're right about that. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville there. We got to get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.